Well, the NCAC body charged with the demanded to incorporate the agreement into the constitution, and then it shall be ratified by the TNLA and ascended to by the president. We have finished our work except the outstanding issue on the system of governance. The government insisted on decentralized system of governance, while we in the opposition, and especially SPLM, SPLA-IO, want the system to be devolved as per the agreement. That is the sticking point. But the rest of the incorporation of the provision of the agreement into the constitution, or the amendment of the transitional constitution of South Sudan 2011, we have done it.
Now, with that, the sticking point you talk of, do you think this can be incorporated into the constitution?
We have raised this issue to the grantors. They have not gotten back to us yet. And the agreement clear on the issue of devolution of powers and resources. It must be done. That is a requirement imposed on the revitalized government of national unity, that they will devolve more powers and resources to the lower levels of government, that is the state and local government. This must be done.
So how far is the grantors now with that issue?
We are waiting from the grantors, while at the same time, the issue of operationalizing the aspect of devolution of powers and resources should be done within the first 3 months of the transitional period. All right. If the grantors delays and 3 months comes, we'll have no option but to go as per the agreement to say we must work out the devolutions of powers and resources to the states and local government.
Nathaniel, the government is going to be formed on the 22nd. Now that, for example, if that did not happen, do you think you will go ahead with these issues of the incorporations of the revitalized agreement into the constitution?
Well, we have the implementation of the different provisions of the agreement are taking place simultaneously. We expect the outstanding issues on the number of states and on security arrangements to be implemented. The question of incorporation of the agreement into the constitution also will take its course. But the agreement is one document which must be implemented systematically. Implementation of one provision also have an effect on the other. So this must be taken into perspective. So we cannot rush with, for instance, formation of government without implementing the provision on the number of states, the issue of security arrangements, you see.
Yes. Again, let me go back to ask about this. Where is it exactly right now? Is it with the president, or in the assembly, or with the minister of justice?
We understand the constitutional amendment bill is with the assembly at the moment. It's in the is with the committee on legislation of the TNLA. We are told they are reviewing the text of this bill with the intention of making adjustment and, you know, changes. We are opposed to this completely. We don't want the work of the NCAC to be subjected to a review or any change by the ITGONU. ITGONU is one of the parties to the agreement and also the head representation in the National Constitutional Amendment Committee. They actually have representation. The National Constitutional Amendment Committee. We have been doing the work as a committee, and we are opposed to any attempt to review the work of NCAC or to change any word from the draft bill.
Now supposing they did so, as you mentioned, and they gave it to the presidents, and president signed it. What will the rest of the opposition say?
If the text that the NCAC forwarded to the Minister of Justice, and which have now reached the TNLA, if the text is altered, that alteration will be invalid. We shall actually use the text that is with the NCAC, not any other text which has changes, which has been subjected to scrutiny, to change by the TNLA or whoever. We shall not work with that text. We shall work with the text that has incorporated the agreement as is.
Don't you think that again will cause another tension between the government and the oppositions, or let me say other parties?
My friend, we are not worried of tension. We have been dealing with an intransigent party to the agreement, the government. The security arrangements is behind schedule because of intransigent. The number of states is also behind schedule. It's an outstanding issue because of intransigent. If this one comes, we will not be surprised. And we will continue raising it because the agreement must be implemented.